before we left on that break, we'd mentioned, you know, that women's basketball has just signed Laura Terry as an assistant coach. We mentioned that Alexandra Sims, a former volleyball player for the Texas State Bobcats, she has won an award back in the city of Amarillo. But the thing that we were talking about just before we left the break was that UALR has kind of unveiled their brand new logo. And once again, it originally just had the head of a Trojan, or the helmet of a Trojan, at least. And now it's got kind of the helmet of the Trojan, and then off to the right are the words Little Rock. And what I wanted to know for you guys, it's kind of the same thing with Texas State. Texas State Athletics is known as just the Supercat, you know, and I love the Supercat just as much as the next guy. But what I want to know from you guys is it hurting us a little bit to just have that Supercat, or would it help to have the words Texas State on there?
You know, I've always kind of seen a plethora of different hats and things at baseball games. You know, some of them have a logo with the cowboy. Some of them have just a star. I feel like we do need to pick something that makes us a little bit more unique. Having the word Texas, just having a star as a symbol, that's a little bit cliche, especially where we come from. So I feel like, you know, if the words Texas State University would make us look a little bit different, if there was a way we could make it look classy, you know, some nice, like, curly fonts or something like that, that could also be pretty cool.
Yeah, well, okay, so right now with athletics, you know, the logo that is associated with all of our Texas State athletics is the Supercat. So it's going to be the thing that is on all the on all the jerseys, on all the sides of the buildings, you know, that's going to be it. Basically what I'm asking is, take a look at UT. Okay, so UT, they've got the Longhorn, and that's their athletic logo. However, UT has been on the map a lot longer than Texas State has.
That's true.
And so I'm just wondering, is having the Supercat enough for us to still be known as the college that we are? Or is it something that we need something a little bit more that kind of defines what we're doing?
If it is, we've got to hit the Supercat hard. We've really got to hit it hard.
I think, okay, so mostly what's been happening with Texas State is that people in Texas are going to know, like, who Texas State is. They have it's been known, the Baylor Bears or whatever, but mostly if you were to see, like, outside of Texas, I don't think people would really know, like, oh, look, there's a Bobcat. Is that a Bobcat? It's just a maroon spot. Like, if I see ESPN and I see maybe, like, a Bobcat logo, I'm from Texas State. I'm gonna definitely know that's me.
Yeah.
But I mean, and you'll see a Baylor Bear. They have the BU, right? Mm-hmm. As their logo. Maybe you have something playing around the TXST kind of deal, or
I got you. Okay.
Something
okay.
like that.
So yeah. So basically, I think that all of us up here are in consensus that maybe, you know, it's time to put something else with that logo. You know, not necessarily take it away, because we've worked too hard on that logo, you know, and we've worked too hard to put ourselves on the map with that brand and stuff. But I will say, yeah, I think it's difficult for people who are maybe in Illinois, you know, or people who are maybe in Florida. For people, you know, specifically, whenever we play Florida State on, you know, day one,
they're going to know who we are. Yeah.
Are they, though? That's what I want to know. Are people who just see the logo, are they going to know that that's who that is, or are they going to question it? That's all I want to know. Once again, I want to hear what you guys have to say out there in Bobcat Nation. Tweet us at KTSW Sports using the hashtag Bobcat Radio. Matt, I know that somebody else just called in. What exactly were they saying?
They did. We had a very interesting call from a guy named Jeremy. Really likes the topic
we're
talking about.
It's good to hear back from him.
And you know, he just wanted to say that he believes there's two ways we should go with this logo. And the first way is sort of like going the complete like throwback method, where we are sort of go back to the glory days, the inaugural kind of seasons, and try to make something retro work really, really well. But the other thing he said was that we've kind of been urged away from TSU. Like, we can't call ourselves TSU because there already is a TSU. So he was thinking if we were to create some other type of, like, letter sort of branding, you know, like there's UT, ATM for NM. Like, we could really hit the TXST, or just the TX, and try to use that letter combination, try and really make ourselves stick out, because really no other big schools take advantage of that.
Oh, no, yeah. And I know that there's one, I think ESPN is like one of the very first ones that we were on, I think it had us as TSU, and I was like, whoa, wait a minute, this is not who we are.
That's not someone at ESPN didn't fact check.
The school talked to them about that, because the next week it was back to the TXST that it's supposed to be right there. So I definitely agree that, yeah, maybe we should try to brand that TXST just a little bit better and just try to make that a little bit more of something that we do that goes beyond just using it as, you know, sort of like a hashtag and stuff. Because I think that's how that really started was just hashtags. And everyone started using the hashtag TXST. And that's a perfect opportunity right there to, say, hey, this is something that's working. This
is cool. 77-yard touchdown, hashtag TXST.
Yeah, there you go. All right, I like that idea, Jeremy. Once again, thanks for calling in. It's been a while since we've heard from Jeremy, but like I said, it's good to have him back on the show.
And our phones are just spiffing right now.
That's all right. You know, it still works, and it's good to hear from people out there in Bobcat Nation. All right, I like that idea.
He mentioned Southwest Texas State. I think we should definitely bring back the old mustard yellow, you know, and the maroon.
I don't know about that.
And have that, what was that, Bobcat? That throwback Bobcat that would wear those Texas State shirts.
It sounds like those old Green Bay Packers uniforms.
No, yeah, so I have loved the idea of Southwest Texas. You know, just kind of having some sort of throwback jerseys that still had the Southwest Texas logo on it. Now, in terms of the colors... that's a different story because
it's not mustard yellow.
Yeah,
what is it?
It's a tough color to really fall in love with.
And there is the problem of certain administrators wanting us to get as far away from the Southwest Texas sort of image as we can for certain, you know, partying implications. But other than that, you know, it's something to cling on. It's some kind of tradition to bring up, make our fans happy, give them another set of uniforms to buy.
And then it's funny because we're going to play Florida State, just the other school that has maroon and gold. You know, like, that's going to be fun.
Yeah.
Who are you cheering for? It doesn't matter. They're all
maroon and gold. I'm going to say that half the fans there are going to be Texas State fans, you know, because there's not going to be a distinguishable line.
And just, I felt like I'd bring this up about the UALR logo. It's not, like, overwhelming, you know? Just block white letters, Little Rock, you know, the two T's, they're actually connected. That's about as crazy as it is. There's no, like, fanciness.
And going back to the Sun Belt, most of the Sun Belt teams do have their names on their logo. You have Arkansas State, they have their wolf, their red wolf, but it says Arkansas State. The Raging Cajuns, that's what their logo is, a Raging Cajun. They don't have a chili or anything.
Right. No, yeah. And I could be wrong, but I believe that with Arkansas and then with South Alabama, I believe that both of those at one time just had the logo, you know, just had either the Jaguar or just had the Red Wolf. But they've as well gone either into or away from. I can't remember honestly which one it's changed into. But I know that they decided to kind of revamp themselves a little bit. So maybe it is time to revamp something right here at Texas State to put us that much farther into the Division I limelight.